Ms. Zielinski has arrived, so could you read 918 again and we'll bring her up?
918, request of Crystal Zielinski to address council regarding government contracts, living wage, and rent control.
Good morning.
Morning. Is this the city attorney on
He's
call
the one
today?
On duty today, yes.
On duty? Where do I find you?
The city attorney's office is on the top floor.
I had a problem on Friday reaching you.
Let's go ahead and hear from you, and then maybe
okay.
You can spend a
yes.
couple
Yes, my name is Crystal Zielinski, and I represent 10,000. It's good to be able to be here. This is not a public shaming. It's a wake-up call. What I learned at City Hall. In 2008, I first came here and met three of you. What I came to contribute, I thought, was my very valuable experience concerning the sorry state of social welfare, community cohesion, and falling living standards, a situation that we all agree has deteriorated since. Although, after multiple attempts, I saw no tangible results or sincere interest, I decided that the best way, I should mark that with the exception of Commissioner Fritz, I decided that the fish, as I called you back then, decided the best way to understand City Hall wasn't a venue for public input and concerns, but I decided to continue to attend on Wednesdays. I had cleared up my time, and I was curious about a few things. I wanted to understand how things operated here and why, in the state of Oregon, the mayor and the governor were so involved in commerce with China, things that I thought were not the most prescient issues when we couldn't sign agreements to stop the South Korean Jeju Island destruction and Chinese organ transplants. It seemed like I didn't understand what was going on at City Hall. I also was curious about the people that attended during communications. I had seen some disparaging remarks in the media about the few that took up the time, and I see one of them outside today who changed my life drastically. I found after time that I thought some of these people should be the ones running city government, and I continued to attend. I figured I would understand the ins and outs, but in 2015, I can now say it's not yielded the expected results. I do know that our city council remains a forum for public accolades and agenda-bound uniform, but for votes on vaguely worded authorizations and ordinances that the public is unaware of, the staff seem to concentrate on pet projects and PowerPoints, and decisions are made behind closed doors, outside of the public eye, with backdoor glad-handing and the Portland Business Alliance committees. When our mayor goes to the Vatican and the media are viewing it as something to be proud of, I take that as a wake-up call that we are getting the attention because we are supposed to be an example on the front lines of climate change and child sex trafficking, as the Pope was concentrating on. And instead of talking about what a great job we're doing, we need to maybe look at this as like, we are continuing to push the greenwashing of Portland, destroying our historic buildings.
Why don't you wrap up, but I want to let you know that
contracts for shoddy construction that continues to destroy our environment.
Crystal, thank you. Just want to let you know we don't think we're done with climate or with human suffering in our city, so we appreciate you being here. Thanks for coming. Thank you. Okay, let's move on.